Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Friday, June 29th, USDA report day. The report initially on its release turned out to be kind of a non-event. Markets had rallied a bit on short covering heading into the 11 o'clock release, and then there may not have been enough interesting information in the reports to trigger any violent algorithmic trading programs. But a little bit after the number was released, markets did move, make their highs of the day, only to back off into the close with corn and wheat staying in the positive territory. Minneapolis, however, moved into negative territory, and soybeans backed off 20 cents off of their earlier high. So not a great finish, especially in the soybeans there. So taking a look at corn, we've got December finishing up 5.25 cents at 371.25. It's about 5.5 cents off the high at 376.75. Still trading inside the range of the last few days. So probably wait and see until next Friday's possible tariff. And also weather forecast now heading into the critical kind of month of July here for corn. The stocks number came out about 50 million bushels above the average estimate, 5.30 billion bushels versus guesses of average at 5.263. And the acreage number came in about a million higher than the March number, 89.12 million acres versus 88.02. We were above the average estimate by about 800,000 acres, so not completely friendly there on the corn, but after the break we've had over the last several weeks, maybe that was not enough to get any continued downside. Taking a look at the wheat, funds taking a look at their position in the corn, short 60,000 contracts of corn. If you look at futures and options combined, futures only, a little bit bigger short position there, short about 90,000 contracts. So we'll see how aggressive the funds want to be in maintaining a short position heading into this critical weather period for the summer. Taking a look at wheat, we've got September Chicago finishing up 17.75 cents at 501.25, but about 7.75 cents off the highs. Kansas City SEP up 16.5 at 488.5, 8 cents off the highs there. And we have Minneapolis September down 0.75 cents on the day at 536.75, 22.25 cents off of the highs. Now the wheat acreage number came in at 47.82 million acres. That's above the 47.33 in March. Most of the increase in the acres there came in the spring wheat. We had 13.2 million acres of spring wheat planted versus the March number at 12.6. And so that's the reason that Minneapolis kind of took it on the chin today relative to the other wheat contracts. Funds short about 12,000 contracts in the Chicago wheat, long about 30,000 in Kansas City. Taking a look at soybeans, we've got November finishing down 3.5 cents at 880, a penny off the lows at 879, and 19 cents off of the high of the day, just under $9 even at 899. This is a low close for this move down here in the beans. Acreage number came in at 89.55 million acres. That was just below the average estimate of 89.78, but about 560,000 above the March number, which was 88.98 million. For a bit there, the beans held some strength, traded up to 8.99. But as we look forward here, we've got weather issues to consider. And also the big elephant in the room is what is going to happen with China and the announcement of tariffs on July 6th. So the market, I think, again, waiting to see what's going to happen there. And we have spent today actually covering the range over where we were the last 3 days, now between about $8.80 and $9 even. So again, we'll see what happens with those trade developments. Funds short about 44,000 contracts of soybeans. If you take it as futures only, add about 9,000 of that, short about 53,000. Weather heading into this weekend. It's going to be very warm across a good portion of the U.S. Midwest, also dry, and then a little bit wetter in the 11 to 15 day. But I think now the market is going to keep a keener eye on the weather forecasts as they come out and change, again, with the backdrop of the tariff situations. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Everyone have a safe and great weekend. And we're trying to debate here, what is the actual holiday weekend for July 4th? Is it this weekend or is it next weekend? So if you have any opinions on that, give us a call and let us know. Thank you.